So, hi, this is Daniel here, and I'm here with Nandi Spolia, owner of Nandi's Flavors in India. So, how are you doing today, Nandi?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. Mm-hmm. So, I just have a couple questions for you today.
Sure, okay.
So, if you want to just tell us a little about yourself and your background, maybe, just to start off with.
I came to Canada around 38 years ago
okay.
from India. I was young, and I work in a retail, selling electronics, appliances, furniture, and work gas stations. Then later on, around 15 years ago, I decided to open a restaurant in Kamloops. So I opened in downtown as a takeout place in 2004. And then I keep growing and never look back. So here I am now.
That's nice. Was it always a passion of yours to run and own your own business?
It was a passion. I wanted to do something my own.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And were you looking specifically to get into foods or?
No, anything, but the opportunity came in, so I just went with it.
Okay.
And actually looking for a coffee shop.
Oh, really?
End up at the restaurant.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So I have a couple questions about the restaurant
sure,
itself.
Okay.
So your recipes and ingredients, like, is it stuff that you guys, you know, come up with originally, or do you guys, you know, try and master like some other people's ingredients or recipes?
I have learned my cooking in Vancouver from a couple of different chefs.
Okay.
And I knew before a little bit. I learned from them. We mix our recipes. They were friends.
Mm-hmm.
Then I hired another chef from India. He came in, so he taught us a few more dishes and different way of doing the cooking than what I was doing.
Oh.
So he's the one get credit to make my business.
Oh, yeah.
So we worked together, we mixed our recipes, came up with something different than everybody else had.
Wow, that's pretty exciting, yeah. So from your website, I could see that you were very involved in the community with the, you know, YMCA and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering, why is it so important to you to, you know, be involved in, you know, the community?
I feel when community you live in, you have to give back something to community to make it worthwhile living in that community for everybody else, make it stronger. That's what it is.
Okay. So how did you get involved with organizations such as, like, you know, YMCA and TRU and the Rotary Club specifically?
I'm a Rotarian myself.
Oh, okay.
For the last 15 years.
Hmm.
And my kids go to school. We do fundraising, Indocan fundraising links. And I'm a member of that organization. And we fundraising for TRU and the hospital. This is how I got involved myself. Through Indocan golf tournament.
Oh.
And then I opened my restaurant. I kept going on my side as well.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, that's pretty, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So looking back at this past summer, obviously we had a rib fest here in Kamloops. And I was wondering, you were one of the local food vendors that were involved, and I was wondering how did you got involved with the rib fest committee?
The rib fest is only for ribbers.
Mm-hmm.
So they do lots of ribs and corn and everything. People who don't eat meat, they don't come.
Yeah.
Or they come, they just for company, for the sake of company to their companion or kids, they want to eat ribs. Couple of years down there, after first 2 years, people are asking vegetarian options.
Oh, okay.
Because I was involved with the community and the Rotarian, they asked me if I want to do vegetarian food for them. So I said, okay, let's try it. So I knew it's not a money-making thing, but
yeah.
The involvement of the community and the Rotary. So I did it. It was fun. I do it for fun now.
Yeah.
It's not to make money or not. I do it for fun every year, and we enjoy it 3 days of ourselves.
Okay. So it's like we were discussing before the interview, your plan to continue this, like,
yes.
going
as
forward?
As long as I have a restaurant and they want my food,
yeah.
I will be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Are you thinking of maybe expanding the restaurant or making
it's
any...
in the works.
It's in the works?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
so
nice.
Probably
hear.
By springtime, there will be a second location coming up.
Okay, that's good to hear. Well, thank you very much for
You're welcome, for
this interview. I hope to see you guys do some more great things in the community.
Well, we'll keep our best, do our best. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.